We're talking today with Josh Bashong, of course, from Oklahoma State University, our extension canola specialist. And Josh, walk me through right now what you're seeing as you get out across the countryside. This canola crop's not in the best of condition as we head toward the growing season over the next few weeks.
Well, Ron, it's kind of hit and miss. You can really tell who got rainfall last fall. As long as the guys got a good stand established going into the winter, they're looking pretty good as of right now, especially with those snows and rains we got earlier. This last freeze is going to set it back probably a little bit, but it's not going to be as devastating as, say, a wheat crop would with those freezes that some guys experience, especially down in the mid-teens as far as the degrees. But overall, if they had a stand, it's still looking good to excellent. There are some skippy stands out there from lack of moisture last fall. Those fields are fair to almost poor in some cases, and we had some fields already released. But overall, if they have canola, it's looking pretty good.
So for those areas that got into the teens, I mean, you know, Kingfisher had a 14. You had a lot of teens in the southwestern corner of the state really for two nights. How you know this is kind of a mustard type plant? Can it stand some of that? Just gets what burned back a little bit.
Yeah, it'll set it back a little bit. Unlike wheat, that's kind of a determinant. Whatever head it produces, that's what you got. Canola is more indeterminate growth, so it has a lot more axillary buds where it can branch off and put new buds on. So those first buds and flowers that we were seeing starting to emerge, we'll probably lose those, but the plant will compensate and we'll have some more buds and clusters come on. Might delay our maturity just a little bit. Right now we're sitting about average. Last year we were about 2 weeks in advance on our maturities, but we're sitting about right now, and overall they should be all right.
So at this point, as you look forward, everything obviously depends on rain as much as anything.
Yeah, one or two more rains would really help, especially with when we're at the pod fill stage. A lot of guys are sitting decent right now on moisture, so they're able to get good buds formed. But once we start filling those pods, the plant's going to need a little bit more moisture.
Any other issues that you've seen this year as far as disease, weeds, insects?
Well, that is one benefit from the drought last fall. We didn't get too many weeds up as far as our winter annual grasses and so forth. But we have had some emerge later this winter. Insects are kind of hit and miss. Some of the producers that didn't spray an insecticide last fall, we're seeing some worms, some army cut worms, and some diamondback moth larvae this spring. I have heard of a couple reports of aphids starting to sprout up in north central Oklahoma, so be on the lookout for aphids now. Obviously, our seed treatments are worn off by now, so we really need to start looking for aphids.
You know, overall, the USDA, the NAS folks are calling it mostly a kind of a fair to poor crop. Is that a fair assessment at this point?
I'd say there's more mostly in the fair. I've seen more good than poor, but there are some fields that are completely zeroed out. It's kind of a hit or miss, all or nothing type of thing, whether they got something really good or they got a complete failure. It's just kind of who depends on who got rain last fall, really.
Right.